And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 19th of July, 2009. It was on this day, 1799, French soldiers discovered in Egypt a slab of rock about 4 feet high, 2.5 feet wide, 11 inches thick. It weighed 1,700 pounds, and it contained writing in three different languages. It was the Rosetta Stone, and the three scripts were ancient Greek, Demotic, and hieroglyphics. Now, scholars could understand the ancient Greek. The second script, Demotic, was an Egyptian language, which was similar to Coptic Egyptian, which was spoken widely until not so long before the discovery of the Rosetta Stone, had a strong literary tradition. But Egyptian hieroglyphics had been a dead language for nearly 2,000 years. And all around Egypt were pyramids and temples with thousands of hieroglyphic characters carved into the walls. Nobody could figure out what they meant. So the Rosetta Stone presented scholars with a chance to be able to decipher this ancient language. It took nearly a quarter century of scholarship to solve the puzzle. One of the breakthroughs came when they realized that the three texts, the Greek, the Demotic, and the hieroglyphic, were actually identical in meaning. The hieroglyphic text was worked out by a French scholar, Jean-François Champollion, who worked it out between 1822 and 1824. It was sort of like solving a cryptogram puzzle in the newspaper. The Rosetta Stone had been created in 196 BC at the behest of Ptolemy V, one of the Greek royal family emperors who ruled Egypt during the Hellenistic period. Greek was the official language of the empire, but Egyptians were still speaking and writing their native languages. There were rebellions among native Egyptians against the Greek rulers, but the Egyptian priesthood class largely remained loyal, and in gratitude, Ptolemy issued the decree that appears on the Rosetta Stone, a decree of about 1,600 to 1,700 words, in which Ptolemy announced tax breaks for the Egyptian priesthood class. The Rosetta Stone is now on display in the British Museum, even though it was a French soldier who found the stone and found it in Egypt. But the British defeated the French, demanded that they give up the Rosetta Stone. The French tried to hide it, and according to one account, a British soldier wheeled the Rosetta Stone out from under the French on an artillery cart. In 2003, an Egyptian official demanded that Britain return the Rosetta Stone to Egypt, and 2 years later, the British sent him a replica of the stone instead, and the stone still remains in London. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled Respite. Day after quiet day passes. I speak to no one besides the dog. To her I murmur much I would not otherwise say. We make plans, then break them on a moment's whim. She agrees, though sometimes bringing to my attention a small blue ball. Passing the fig tree, I see it is suddenly huge with green fruit, which may ripen or not. Near the gate, I stop to watch the sugar ants climb the top bar and cross at the latch, as they have now in summer for years. In this way, I study my life. It is, I think today, like a dusty glass vase. A little water, a few flowers, would be good, I think, but do nothing. Love is far away. Incomprehensible sunlight falls on my hand. Respite, a poem by Jane Hirschfield from The Lives of the Heart, published by Harper Perennial and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.